Superwoman Rubenri Ruby Gangia is a true trailblazer. From starting out as a nurse during apartheid to becoming a powerhouse in South Africa's tourism and training sector, Ruby has worn many a hat, from nursing, farming, decorating, guide, mentor, and a national leader. Now, with over 30 years of impact, she's dedicated her life to empowering communities and uplifting the tourism industry. This inspiring woman has turned her passion for people into a legacy of nation building. Ruby, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Carol. It's a pleasure being with you this morning in this lovely wet weather. And I think we have good showers of blessings this morning.
Oh, I receive
so
that.
So thank you. Thank
I
you very, very much.
I receive that, Ruby. I receive that. Let's go back to you going into nursing. And now you are an absolute tourism maverick. How did we transition from nursing during the apartheid times to say, actually, I want to be in an industry that's impacting South Africa as a whole in tourism? How did we get there?
Oh, well, I need to track back, say, like 40 years. I was born in a very small town of Heidelberg to very humble, community-based people. And I walked around a lot with my granny in the township. And like all grannies, if anybody was having a baby, if anybody wasn't feeling well, if anybody needed a meal for the day, my gran used to go and visit and kind of give these little offerings and these little assistance.
Yeah.
And that for me was the birth of my humanitarianness that sits in me. And I said, she was this little Florence Nightingale almost.
Right.
And I felt that this is the career and this is the passion I would follow in order to make a difference out there and in community. After matric, I then completed my nursing qualification. And shortly thereafter, like a year thereafter, I met my husband. And he was one of the engineers out in Sasol, in Secunda at the time, which was then referred to as the Eastern Transvaal, now falls under Mpumalanga. And being out there as a nursing sister, it was very hard to seek employment and employment opportunities mm-hmm. in a white-dominated field mm-hmm. and in a white-dominated geographical area.
Right.
I then took a decision, and with my husband, we took a decision that I was going to then start my family and raise my kids. So a year or so thereafter, my son was born, and that was it. So I practiced my nursing at home with my children,
right.
raising them, giving them the best that I could. And within that, sitting at home, having the nursing experience and the understanding about psychology and all of that, I decided, no, I needed to set up my home to be conducive for my kids to give off their best.
Right.
And then I sat home and through correspondence, I did an interior decorating qualification. So I never really commercialized it, but I used it almost to play dollhouse, I would say, you know. We then moved to Johannesburg, where my husband had seeked different job opportunities and progress in his field. And when I moved to Johannesburg, I still was at home with the kids. So the first 10 years of my marriage, I was at home with the kids.
Yeah.
We moved to Joburg South. I then learned about Gold Reef City as a true tourism destination, talking about the history of Johannesburg, talking about the history of the gold. And then I went and I investigated further. I then became a specialist guide for Gold Reef City.
Okay.
So I wore the frock, the Victorian outfit together with the hat. And I went underground into the mine. I did a mine tour. I did the entire Gold Rush tour and the entire little Joburg City tour. And that kind of really sparked me wanting to give up more in the industry. I then became an instructor, a trainer within Gold Reef Guides, training guides to come into the industry. I then was picked up by the then tourism board, which was called SATUR, South African Tourism Board. I then interviewed guides on an independent panel where guides had to come through the industry to qualify. And that moved me more into the training landscape and in getting involved in development.
Right.
I then joined the Tourism Hospitality CETA, which was then called TETA.
Yes.
Which is now currently called, interestingly enough, it's now called CATS CETA. And the CATS stands for Culture, Tourism, Hospitality, Sport, Sector Education Training Authority.
Wow.
So it's quite a big scope of all the fun sectors of industry as such.
I hear you.
Yeah, so yeah. I joined the CETA. I then became a facilitator of training,
okay,
using a variety of methodologies,
right,
in order to get people to give off their best.
You inspect hotels and beautiful places and say, you get 5 and you get 2 stars. How do you get that? How do you grade?
Well, okay, I entered Tourism Grading Council, which is a sister body to South African Tourism, and that is 27 years back. We have different categories that we grade, all accommodation across the country. Mm. If you were selling a bed and if you're involved in tourism and hospitality, then you can get graded by the Tourism Grading Council of South Africa.
What is the one thing you think there's a big misconception around whether if you have this thing or you don't have this thing affects whether you have like a 5 or a 4? For example, continental pillars. I don't know. If it's something weird that you'd say, did you know if you had this, it actually adds your rating?
Correct. Well, basically what I need to look at is quality of your items in your environment, from your linen to your furniture, all of that, and then condition of the item.
Ah.
I don't necessarily get involved in design concepts because obviously a game lodge would look different than a coastal property.
Right.
A hotel would look different than a guest house.
Yeah.
But my jurisdiction would be quality and condition.
All right.
So yes, if you talk about a line item, something like linen, if your linen doesn't have a cotton thread count, you're looking at, if you're in the 4-star, 5-star category, your linen should be at least 400 to 500 cotton thread count.
Oh, wow.
So,
Who would have thought?
So that in itself, sleeping, and I think this is the kind of information also, you as a person, the hard work we do, sleeping with high quality linen, with high cotton thread count, you would not sleep with anything else once you get used to that.
Of course.
Because that linen is, I mean, the sound the linen makes, the crispness of the linen, really adds value to your sleep.
It sure
so if
does.
You want to invest in yourself, I would say re-look at your linen on your bed.
Speaking about investing in yourself, you have done that proper.
Sure.
From going to school and learning about nursing, you did farming, you did decorating, you were even a beekeeper during COVID, you are a grader, you've got so many hats that you've worn, but outside of that, you are still a mom and a wife,
mm-hmm,
and a sister and all these hats that you wear. What do you say to, you know, a woman now who's struggling to reinvent herself, who's struggling to find joys in the day-to-days of life?
I think one shouldn't, I mean, we get bogged down a lot by negativity.
Mm.
We get bogged down by our little challenges or the little bump in the road. I would say we need to overcome that. And it's easy, I guess, for one to say that. And sometimes when you're in a position, you're in a situation, circumstances do make it difficult. But I would definitely say you need to reach out. You need to come with your A game. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter at what level it may be. You may be a CEO in an organization. You may be the housekeeper in a guest house doing your cleaning and your hygiene components. It doesn't mean that you got to get bogged down. You add value. And for me, it's about the value as a person. And that's my humanitarianness. And coming out from the nursing, the care word for nursing is care.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your core word, is care. So I've taken that word care and moved it throughout my life in the last 40. Well, I'm now already going to be past my 60s. So in my last 60 odd years, I have carried this word care. And care with sincere involvement. And that care is into myself as well, into my children, trying to spend as much quality time with family. I travel 60 to 90 days consecutively on the road.
Wow.
If I'm traveling 60 days, I cover 5 provinces. If I'm traveling 90 days, I cover 7 provinces. And that's back to back, arrive, depart, arrive, depart.
Jeez.
Right? So it's a mobile smart world.
Yeah.
And with that, my computer bag, everything is mobile. mobile, everything is, you know, technology is used. So it doesn't matter age, do not let those things create stumbling blocks for you.
Your everyday crush. The heartbeat of KZN, Carol Ofori on East Coast Radio.